Well, this evening in Denver, the Interfaith Alliance is hosting a panel discussion of diverse and well-known local faith leaders. It'll feature Christians, a Jew and a Muslim. And they're going to wrestle with the bitter political, religious and cultural divisions that we seem to be dealing with, not just in the US, but right here in Colorado. I spoke with Reverend Michael Hidalgo. He's from the Denver Community Church. That's an evangelical congregation in Capitol Hill. And they're the ones who are hosting this evening's event.
Well, we recognize that our city, our state, our country seems to be plagued by bitter political and cultural division. And that division is often amplified not only by many of our elected officials, but also by some of our faith leaders. And we've seen this division in families and faith communities, in workplaces and friendships. And we're recognizing many people feel an irreparable split because we just seem to, as a culture, to be unable to have civil public conversations anymore. And so what we've recognized, the uniqueness of this division, is it's not just over one important conversation or over one issue, but we see this, for example, within the evangelical community who are split over our current sitting president. We see this in the United Methodist Church over the discussion regarding LGBTQ inclusion within the church. We see this within Jewish congregations split over how to best support the nation of Israel. And we're recognizing that while the issues causing the divisions are unique, the pain that the division is causing is the same. And that's why we're bringing people together to talk about the pain we're all experiencing in the midst of these divisions.
So I know you'll have several panelists, folks involved with the Interfaith Alliance of Colorado, people representing Christian congregations, Jewish communities, Muslim communities. But it sounds what you're talking about, it's that there's a lot of conflict within the communities themselves, not necessarily conflict between the different communities. Rather, a lot of the conflict is within their own communities.
Yes, and that's one of the things that being a part of an interfaith group and listening to one another has allowed us to see, is that these divisions are between congregations and even between families, between faith traditions, are unique. The divisions are between or around certain issues. But again, what we're finding is that the pain that the division causes, the pain that leads to friends ending their friendship, that leads to estrangement in families, that is what we found is the common denominator. That is what's the same. And we believe that if we come together and express lament, share that pain is something that can bring us together.
And are you seeing within any of these faith organizations, faith communities, efforts to heal those wounds and heal those divisions themselves? Are there any models that you've seen any congregations come up with that you think are helpful that could be replicated?
Yes, and that's part of what we're doing. The event is called Together in This, and so we'll have our evening on January 13 here at Denver Community Church at our Uptown location. And that time together will be a public event for all of us to come together and express lament. The following day at ILIF Seminary, we will get together to share best practices, to come together and discuss our profound differences, to talk about the conflicts we've experienced, and to continue to share our heartbreak over the division. But hopefully, this will really begin lending hope so that we can bring healing to our divides, that we can overcome vitriol, that we can tone down our rhetoric, that we can stop dehumanizing one another, and build a more cohesive public life. And we've seen these efforts not only here at Denver Community Church, but we've seen this with all of those who are partnered in this event, in this two-day event, from Denver Seminary to ILIF Seminary, from Interfaith Colorado, from the Colorado Muslim Society, from Better Angels, that there are many working on this effort together. And our hope is not only that we would bring hope to those who are a part of this, but that we would begin helping those who are fatigued by this division begin to see that not everybody is at each other's throats, but that we're actually continuing to learn and hopefully plant seeds for more civil discourse and just greater respect for one another moving forward.
And do you see these conversations happening at a leadership level in a lot of these faith organizations? Because what there has been in the past, certainly in certain more conservative faith communities, and if we look at maybe even the evangelical church, you mentioned there's division there amongst support. You know, people torn on as to whether or not to support Donald Trump. But traditionally, we have seen leadership in some of these more conservative churches stepping into a very obvious and very vocal political position that can often create the division. So at what point is it appropriate for church leadership to step into places? Because we've seen less vocal participation, say, in the public sphere when it comes to church leadership on issues, say, like climate change or poverty or social inequity. But we have a lot of vocal participation in a public sphere from certain church leadership on issues like same-sex marriage or reproductive rights.
Yeah, and one of the things that I know to be true is that oftentimes in our current cultural and political moment, the most divisive voices often gain the most coverage and the most attention. And what makes me disappointed, I'll say it that way, is that there are faith leaders who are very vocal about things like you just mentioned, for example, like climate change. There are faith communities around the country speaking out and against racial inequity. And there are people who, like our congregation, who have continually expressed our support for and our inclusion of the LGBTQ community and continue to work toward greater equity and equality for our LGBTQ friends, not only within our own faith community, but also at the civic level. And so often what we find is that when we invite people to the table to have these discussions about these pressing issues, if we're not doing it in a way that is inflammatory or divisive, oftentimes that gets less attention. And so part of our hope, as I said, with this, with our event called Together in This, is that we would begin to even change the narrative publicly, that people would realize there are many, many people doing really great work and doing it with a lot of enthusiasm and doing it across real political and religious difference so that we can be those who begin to bring the healing that we all need, recognizing that a healthy society and a healthy democracy and healthy people depend on all of us first seeking to understand, to discuss respectfully, and hopefully find common ground for the common good in our city, in our country, and in our world.
That's Reverend Michael Hidalgo from the Denver Community Church, an evangelical congregation in Capitol Hill in Denver. This evening, they're hosting an interfaith discussion on wrestling with bitter political, religious and cultural divisions that we're dealing with here in the US. And that event starts at 5:30. You can find out more on our Resistance Radio calendar. Just go to news.kgnu.org and click on Resistance Radio.